Good morning. Coming up this Saturday is an event that has been going on for quite a few years and one of the bigger auctions in town. And it is Holy Names Alaska. Is it called the Alaska Day Auction? What's it called?
Oh, yes, the Alaska Day Auction. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And joining us this morning from Holy Name, we have Father Pat and also Tiffany Cook, who is involved with many things, I guess, helping out behind the scenes. So good morning to both of you. And maybe first off, this event benefits Holy Name School. Yes. So tell us a little bit about the school.
Okay, well, the school has operated here since 1946 with just one interruption when they had to change buildings. And it serves children of all different faith backgrounds, although it very much is in the Catholic tradition. It's currently we have 57 students, 30 in K through 6, and then 27 in preschool. And we have five teachers, kindergarten teachers, and then K through 6 is a kindergarten teacher, and then we have four teachers for the different grades. The grades are combined, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and then we have our preschool teachers. Diana Coffin has been there for years and years, and has really been wonderful for so many generations of our kids now.
And I heard there have been some changes to the school.
There have been, yes. It's somewhat smaller right now than it has been in the past. So as a result of that, we do have combined classes. In the past, we've had separate grades. We're hoping to get back to that level as well in the future. But I'd say that's probably the biggest difference, that we do have smaller class sizes right now. And that's something that can be a real advantage. There have been some children whom we've been able to help out considerably because of that possibility for individual attention.
And it probably differs, I would guess, by grade, but about how many students are in each class?
Roughly? Well, it really does differ by grade. Our biggest classes are the preschool and kindergarten classes. And I believe kindergarten, I believe, has 12. Preschool has 15 in one class and 12 in another. And then in fifth and sixth grades, we have four. So it does vary. But we're right now, we seem to be attracting most students in the younger grades.
Younger ones. But that's interesting, a class of just four.
Oh, yes.
You'll probably get a lot of attention that way.
They do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Erica Cummings is able to take good care of them as they get ready for middle school.
They get some neat opportunities, too, because you can do a lot with a small group, field trips and adventures and things like that.
And you have children in the school?
I have a first grader at Holy Name. I have a son who's a freshman, a stepson, who went through his intermediate grades there. And then I started back over in preschool. So, yeah, my Sophie is a first grader there in Miss Kayla's class. And there's about eight kids in her class between first and second. And one of the changes that's been made is with the curriculum, we've incorporated more technology through the benefit of the Alaska Day Auction. Actually, we were able to get a full set of Chromebooks. So we have a new language arts and a new math curriculum, and that technology is integrated in with those new curriculums and doing really fantastic things with that.
What is your involvement in the school, Tiffany?
Well, I started out as just kind of a timid parent, and then I was asked to be on the parent advisory board for the school, and then since then my auction involvement has greatly increased, and so I'm not sure I have a title in this year's auction other than what needs done, I'll do it.
And it's interesting, this is a really popular auction in town, one of several, and it raises quite a bit of money, does it not?
Oh, it does. Yes, I believe the highest we raised was about $85,000 one year. Yeah, so we're hoping that it is our major fundraiser. So we are hoping that it'll provide a substantial part of our operating expenses.
And what is happening with the auction this year? I understand there's some changes.
Well, we have we've made a couple of changes. For example, our silent auction, all of our silent items now have a buy it now price. So if you come and see something that you really love, you can take it away for the buy it now price without having to battle with your fellow bidders. But so that's kind of fun. We have a couple of new games, and then this year we've through the generosity of Annabelle's, we have a stepped up the dinner. They will be fully catering the dinner for us this year. So that's all included with the price of the ticket and just kind of bringing in some fresh, we got some fresh blood. So bringing in some new ideas and changes. And it's just a great community event. You know, the donors are so generous and our repeat customers, you know, there's people who come to the auction every year and the school's really a community treasure. I mean, I always say I have nothing against public schools. My mom's a public school teacher, but it's so nice for our community to have choices. And I think we've produced some really fabulous kids since 1946. And it really is evident on that night when everyone comes together and looks at the history and what's going on at the school, what a vital part of the community it really is.
Is that part of what you have, like a sort of the history of the school?
Yeah, so we'll have some before the live auction starts, because the event opens at 5, but the live auction doesn't start until 6:30. So throughout that time period, we'll have pictures, and they've delved into the archives to come up with some pictures from both recent and past, farther in the past, and highlight some of those things, and then, you know, what the school is doing now and some of the things that we've done. And then we always try to, like at graduation time, highlight the achievements of those kids that came out of us at Holy Name and look what they're doing now, kind of things.
Okay. And is there anything else about the auction you wanted to mention? It is coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, tickets are going quickly, so I would encourage you to get a hold of the office, the school office, come find one of us around town. Eric Collins is running around town selling tickets, but they really are going quickly. So please join us. It's going to be a really wonderful, fun event.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and what is the cost to attend?
$35 a ticket. That includes food and beverage.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
I don't think so. Just invite everyone to come.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Father Pat and Tiffany Cook. And again, coming up is Holy Name's auction, the Alaska Day auction, one of the long-running traditions here in Ketchikan. And again, that's coming up this Saturday at the Ted Ferry Civic Center.